34, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is worthy of our praise. I love it. Fred, how you doing? Good Sunday to you. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. We focus on Jesus. I mean, no better person to focus on than Jesus. We also take a look at Scripture, play some songs, have some devotions, and some extra encouragement in there as well. So, friends, sit back, relax, maybe throw another log into the fire. You need it now because, you know, it's fall time, cooler temperatures. And let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. That's right. We are lifting up the King of Kings. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. You know, a story has been told of a shipwreck survivor who washed up on a deserted island. And after he had been there for a few days, he built himself a hut and prayed to God for rescue. Each day he anxiously looked over the horizon as he waited for God's deliverance in the form of a passing ship. But one day, after returning from a hunt, he discovered that his hut had been consumed in flames. He was devastated and believed it was the worst thing that could have happened to him right there on the island. Everything he had was gone. Well, the next day, however, a ship arrived, and the captain said, "We saw your smoke signal." Friend, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are unlike our thoughts. His plans are so much bigger than we can even imagine or dream. So let him work in his unique way and watch as his beautiful plan is revealed in your life.
Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son.
Let the weak say,
Well, Fred, I hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Happy Sunday. Are you enjoying just the sights of the autumn season? You know, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, we bought a photographer's camera lens, and we've been taking some beautiful pictures of the season. So I hope you have a chance to enjoy this season of fall. You know, there's a growing epidemic in Western cultures. It's the dissatisfaction with one's body image. Men and women, I'll tell you, it's amazing, are reporting that they are not happy with how they look. Daily workouts in the gym, eating disorders, plastic surgery, and even then, the goal for too many remains unmet. We're not happy with our physical image, but God is not happy with our spiritual image. Fortunately, though, friend, He has a solution. He has chosen us to be eternally conformed to the image of His own Son, Jesus Christ. But just as no pain, no gain applies to diet and exercise, it applies in the spiritual realm as well. Here is God's principle for reshaping our spiritual image. He will not spare present pain if it means eternal profit, friend. So if you're experiencing some pain, see if you can find the eternal profit that it's designed to produce.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture His bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life.
Fame for
Children of Christ, raise it high for all the world to see.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Once in darkness, now in light, once blind. Now I see, once a sinner, now a saint, once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. Chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Once condemned, now reconciled, broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains. A prodigal, now home, was lost, now found, was an enemy, now a friend, was born, now crowned. That's the power of the cross. See the chain.
Magnifying the Lord Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, if you have some time, maybe today or sometime this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, we just got a brand new page up just a couple of weeks ago. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. And be sure to like us. We're going to be doing some great contests here in the next month or so again. So look us up, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "Be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Amen. You know, if Satan had a barn for storing his weed seeds, the biggest bins would be filled with discouragement seeds, for he's constantly sowing them in the hearts of some of the most faithful Christians. You know, many pastors are utterly worn out. Missionaries seeing little tangible progress are discouraged, disheartened, and ready to give up their work. Lay workers sometimes ask themselves, am I doing any good, or is this just a waste of time? Have you ever been there, friend? Let me remind you of something today. That we have barns too, friend, filled with the gospel seed. The Bible promises that he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verse 6. So, friend, don't give up or grow weary in doing good, for in due season we'll reap a harvest if we do not lose heart.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Oh, when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden.
It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
A favorite and a classic right here. Rich Mullins and Our God is an awesome God, and an awesome God indeed. Friend, I do thank you so, so much just for the fellowship today. I always look forward to our time together. Just want to quickly remind you that Great News Radio is a listener-supported radio ministry. We don't air commercials. We don't receive checks from the government, any grants or anything like that. We really do depend on God's grace and friends like you who financially support us. So if you have some time today or this week, then if you feel led to do so, you can send in a special gift here for the month of October to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Friend, I do thank you so much for your time and attention today. And remember, as you start a brand new week tomorrow, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.